Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll showing a majority of Americans say they want Joe Biden to step aside from the presidential race. Donald Trump's favorability ratings also low. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more on the battle between the two current candidates.
This is a dead heat of a race. In the 2 weeks of the debate, so much has changed, but the horse race truly hasn't. Donald Trump up a single point, well within the margin of error. For contrast, back in April, he led by 2 points. We're basically where we've been all along.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week as the labor market remained sturdy despite high interest rates. When it comes to inflation, it cooled in June for a third straight month. More than a million homes and businesses are still without power following Hurricane Beryl's landfall earlier this week. The storm moving up through the Midwest and now the Northeast. The remnants bringing flooding to Vermont. Roads were covered with debris after heavy rain started Wednesday and persisted overnight. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit brought by a conservative group. Sarah Godlewski is agreeing to respond to all future requests. Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned early last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prearranged agreement. Democrats running in local races in battleground states are outpolling President Biden. Democrats like Arizona's Priya Sundaresan say they're counting on those so-called reverse coattails.
Despite how people might feel about the federal government or federal candidates, state legislative candidates are inspiring voters.
Wisconsin's Greta Neubauer says new legislative maps have energized Democratic voters and new candidates who stayed home under gerrymandered maps. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Airport Authority held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their new $2.6 million terminal at Sky Harbor Airport on Wednesday. Duluth officials say the Sky Harbor Airport accommodates small land and seaplanes, with over 13,000 flights taking off from the airport each year. The new terminal upgrades the airport to meet all floodplain and accessibility requirements and features a new pilot lounge, updated flight planning room, and an outdoor patio area. Funding was mostly provided by federal and state grants. The City of Duluth has announced new proposed changes to city ordinances in the interest of public safety. According to a Northern News Now report, 10 updated ordinance proposals amend already existing city codes, with officials saying the new codes will more closely mirror Minnesota state law if approved. Some residents expressed concern that the new codes could criminalize things like homelessness, but city officials say they would not be enforced if there is no available shelter space in the city. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers bounce back.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing 12-2 the other night, the Brewers came back and shut out the Pirates 9-0 thanks to a great pitching performance by rookie right-hander Tobias Myers. And home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
1-2 to Adames. In the air, left field, hit well. It is up. Extend their lead to 9-0.
Tobias Myers pitched 8 scoreless innings, the only rookie to do so twice this year. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, Tobias was attacking, which he's been most times. You got to put Contreras in the conversation because Contreras really did guide him through.
Myers on the Brewers' defense.
They're amazing every single night. I don't think they get enough credit. I think they're amazing.
That's Tobias Myers. The series wrapping up today. An update tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 84 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. The weekend, warmer, more humid with highs in the upper 80s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location from River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Day on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour with Todd and Trigby. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'd like to thank Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, for doing what he does every Thursday from 8 to 9 on the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media. But I want to say a couple of things. Tony, counting days to the RNC. So, Tony, I want to say to you and all of you within the sound of my voice that Civic Media is going to be, from the onset of the RNC, we will be present, we will be on the ground, we will be there in numbers. My colleagues and I are going to be everywhere at the Republican convention, and Civic Media is going to play a prominent role in bringing you, hour by hour information on what's happening at the Republican National Convention. I'm going to be on the floor at the convention and all over the place. I'm excited about having the opportunity to, you know, bring information to you guys. Many of our shows are going to be broadcast from there, not mine, because mine starts too early. But I am going to be around and bringing you up-to-date interviews and all those kind of things. So I'm really excited about, you know, what Civic Media's role is going to be in the Republican National Convention. You won't have to worry because, we're going to be there and making sure that you are aware of what is happening, thanks to all of those at Civic Media. Now, I just want to say, this is an article, man, that is as powerful as any. And it's in today's political. And I'm going to read two paragraphs. I don't normally read things on the air, but I'm going to read these two paragraphs in their entirety. Well, actually three, because I don't want to, the entirety of the article certainly takes too long, but this will give you the gist of it. And again, this is today, this is the New York Times editorial board that calls Trump unfit to lead. The board called directly on voters to, and this is again, the New York Times editorial board. The board called directly on voters to use their power at the ballot box against Donald Trump, regardless of who is ultimately on the ballot opposing him. I repeat, regardless of who's on the ballot opposing him. A scathing five-part piece by the New York Times editorial board published today leaves no room for doubt about who they think should be elected in November. Anyone but Donald Trump. Mr. Trump has shown a character unworthy of the responsibilities of the presidency. The board made up of 14 Times opinion journalists wrote, he has demonstrated an utter lack of respect for the Constitution, the rule of law, and the American people. Instead of a cogent vision for the country's future, Mr. Trump is animated by a thirst for political power, to use the levers of government to advance his interests and satisfy his impulses and exact retribution against those who he thinks have wronged him. The board breaks their reasons Trump should not lead the country into five things they believe matter. Number one, moral fitness, principled leadership, a character, a president's words, and the rule of law. Let me repeat those five again. Things they believe matter: moral fitness, principled leadership, character, a president's words, and the rule of law. Not only does the Times denounce Trump as an individual, it places Trump and the Republican Party as one in the same ahead of the upcoming convention. A once great political party now serves the interests of one man, a man as demonstrably unsuited for the office of president as any to run in the long history of the Republic. I repeat, a once great political party now serves the interests of one man, a man demonstrably unsuited for the office of president as any to run in the long history of the Republic, a man whose values, temperament, ideals, and language are directly opposed to so much of what has made this country great. They wrote, nearly 2 weeks ago, the board also wrote that President Joe Biden should step aside as the presumptive Democratic nominee after his startling debate performance, writing that leveling the presidential race would be the greatest public service. Mr. Biden can now perform. Their reasoning for calling on Biden to leave hinged on the same beliefs as the editorial published Thursday. Trump cannot and should not be president in their eyes. 844-967-2789. Nobody can say that they're biased. They clearly called on President Biden to step aside, to step down. But even in the face of them calling for him to step aside and step down, they didn't give the warnings that they gave about Donald Trump. 844-967-2789 is the number. That should get anyone who is talking about supporting Donald Trump to think. And you can say, well, they're biased, they're liberals, they're left-leaning. These are the same people who last week called on Joe Biden to step aside. But they were not as demonstrative as they were about sending a message about why Donald Trump should not be elected. 15, of the top, editorial writers in the entire United States have come together to send a warning. Many of us are concerned. We know it. We know that we don't want Donald Trump to become president of the United States. We know that if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States, it'll be the biggest mistake that this nation has ever, made in the history of the nation. This is what they are saying. Understand the times and what must be done. Understand the times that we are in. If you dismiss it, if you say, well, these are just partisan hacks. Everybody's trying to sound the alarm. You should have saw, don't take my word for it. Look at Donald Trump on yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump at his rally on yesterday. And some of the things that he said, YouTube it, Google it. You don't have to take my word for it. And tell me that's a sane man, especially those of you who support him. Attacking people about how they look. If there was ever somebody who shouldn't say anything about the way somebody looks, it's Donald Trump. I mean, come on, man. He talked about President Biden and how he looked, Calvin, sitting in some swim trunks. And Donald Trump made mockery of that. Can you imagine what Donald Trump looks like in some swim trunks, Calvin? Or do you not, have you had your breakfast yet?
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on picturing that.
He talked about the fact that he believed that Joe Biden has had many, many facelifts that attribute to the way he looks now. Have you looked at Donald Trump?
Yeah, I just find it odd. Like, I would never spend this much time considering another person's appearance.
He talked about Joe Biden's hair. How can anybody with that saying, with hair looking like Donald Trump's, publicly talk about somebody else's hair? I mean, the man is really, he's sick. And we can talk about Joe Biden as, slow down. Joe Biden is suffering from these kind of things. And I've said some things. But the one thing we can honestly say about the difference between the two, Joe Biden is not a threat to the world. Donald Trump is a threat to the world. You, anybody who sees him, and again, the fact that, see it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. YouTube it. Google it. Donald Trump's press, what you call it, is his sideshow that he had on yesterday. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right. Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I go to the phone lines, this is the end of the this little, you know, editorial writing from the 14 top editorial writers in the New York Times. Mr. Trump has shown character unworthy of the responsibilities of the presidency. The board made up of 14 Times opinion journalists wrote, he has demonstrated an utter lack of respect for the Constitution, the rule of law, and the American people. Instead of a cogent vision for the country's future. On Thursday, they called directly on voters to use their power at the ballot box against Trump, regardless of who is ultimately on the ballot opposing him. We urge voters to see the dangers of a second Trump term clearly and to reject it. When someone fails so many fundamental tests, you don't give him the most important job in the world, the board concludes, and they have never made a statement like this in the history of the Times. That ought to tell you something. Tom, what's going on?
The bottom line is Project 2025. We can't take our eye off that ball. Project 2025 makes him into an authoritarian dictator, which for those people out there that think, oh, it's not going to happen, that's whatever. Yeah, Mein Kampf, that's what Hitler said in his book. If you're going to tell a lie, tell a big one. But remember, every time Donald Trump's lips are moving, every time a Republican's lips, not a Republican, a common Republican, but a Republican in power is speaking, they're lying. And if they're spewing it, they're doing it. But please, Project 2025, if you don't want to get into all 900 pages, just go to Wikipedia. Again, that's, I would think, an unbiased source, Wikipedia. And just put in Project 2025, and it will tell you exactly what it is that they plan to do. This is not a joke, you guys. This is absolute truth. And again, the Supreme Court has already given some of those powers to the executive branch,
or
it's just putting the executive branch on steroids.
Or Tom, if they don't want to do that, Sandy Williams will be joining me again on tomorrow as we complete, you know, 3 days this week of explaining what's in Project 2025. You know, you can go to our site, Calvin. Again, where can they go?
You can go to civicmedia.us/shows and find the Earl Ingram Show. You can also search the Earl Ingram Show wherever you listen to podcasts.
And you'll get Sandy Williams as he has, you know, Monday of this week, Tuesday, and now Friday, completely covering Project 2025. Tom, what do you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, also be aware of the media because they always like doing the both sides-ism. there is no both sidesism when the democracy is going to die. So, you know, they always try to find something that Joe Biden said, so therefore Donald Trump said this. We're not in that world right now, people. And I would say for anybody that's listened to me over the years on Earl's show and everything like that, myself as a gay man, I am scared to death. And I would hope that people like Gary and CJ and people like that would actually stop. And I mean, if they have any type of liking for me at all, that they would really think about the fact that I could be basically put in a camp. And I am not joking about this. I'm not being hyperbolic about it. I'm being honest about exactly what it is that Project 2025 wants to do. And honestly, I'm a very good person.
Tom,
I would hope that you guys would think about that when you're voting.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. Hey Susan, you say what?
Thank you for everything that you have done in promoting what's going on, Project 2025. It's not really, we're running for our freedom. We're voting for our freedom. And people have to understand, we're not voting Trump. We're not voting Biden. We're voting for the American way of life. And if they continue to support Trump, if they continue to support this propaganda and these lies of Trump and the Heritage Foundation and everything that we have grown to learn about what's going on in this country, and they still vote that way, then they're deadly wrong. They're going to lose their freedoms. And it's not just for themselves, but they have to think of their children and their children's children. What is going to happen to them down the road? And if you think that the Heritage family, once they grab a hold of the White House and our liberties, our freedoms, do you think they're going to give them back? No, not on one day of your life. You're going to have to fight for them back. And I'd hate to see another civil war in this country. One, for me, was enough. So keep on going, Earl. I believe in you.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. You know, I will just say this. You know, it's for Republicans who continue to support him, knowing that he is, you know, you can say, well, Joe Biden is too old, he's senile, and you Democrats keep supporting a man that's too old and senile. And I'd say to those people on the other side, you're supporting a man who is equally, you know, as old almost as President Biden. He may not be senile, but he is crazy. And he is absolutely crazy. If you listen to, you know, what I listened to yesterday and have listened to now for 40 years with Donald Trump, there's no question. He's getting worse by the day. You want to talk about Joe Biden getting, you know, losing it more each day. He's not a madman. Donald Trump is a madman who says nothing that makes any sense. Nothing at all. And even in the face of that, don't take my word for it. Go to CNN, Google it. You'll see what he said yesterday. And some people would say, oh, well, he's getting better. No, he's not. He can't help it. It's not even just the lies. It's the fact that he's delusional. And if you want a delusional guy, you know, leading the world, I don't have to tell you where that's headed. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a black man killed during a struggle with security guards in Milwaukee last month say they don't want his case forgotten. Milwaukee is gearing up for next week's Republican National Convention. Devontae Mitchell's family says they saw security video of guards punching and kicking him, and he was not armed. It's not clear why Mitchell was at the hotel or why the confrontation started. Donald Trump has a 9-point lead among voters age 50 and older in Wisconsin. That's from a new poll from the AARP. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters are worried about Social Security and unhappy about the economy.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth's Spirit Lake is officially open to the public for recreational use after years of cleanup and decontamination. According to a Northern News Now report, the Morgan Park waters and surrounding land were the victims of pollution from a steel mill that operated on the land from the early 1900s to the late 1980s. U.S. Steel, the company that operated the mill, began working with the Environmental Protection Agency in 2020 to clean it up. The total cost of the restoration was around $186 million. A third round of grant funding for nonprofits in the Superior area is now available. According to a Northern News Now report, the grant program is funded by COVID relief money and aims to support capital projects around the area. Officials are looking for applications with a number of key indicators, including projects that serve a vulnerable population, organizations that have a history of successful grant partnerships, and entities that own the building or grounds they plan on using to ensure continued use and upkeep. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Let It Go news, actress Minnie Driver says marrying Josh Brolin would have been the biggest mistake of her life. This comes just 23 short years after they were engaged for 5 months back in 2001. Entertainment Weekly says Driver's relationship issues stem from the actress finding out at age 12 that her father was secretly married to another woman and had an entirely different family. Sounds like Brolin is the one who sidestepped that landmine. In a related story, I'm thrilled I never married my 7th grade girlfriend, Penelope. David Duchovny says he auditioned for all three of the male lead roles on the show Full House. On his Fail Better podcast, the X-Files and Californication star said he thought for sure he would get one of the roles and it would change his life. After being completely shut out, Duchovny talked producers into letting him read for the role of Michelle Tanner, but was beat out by the Olsen twins. It's a tough business. I mean, even if he had a twin. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 84 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. The weekend, warmer, more humid with highs in the upper 80s both Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue and democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask Jim Santel to tie a bow on all the final rulings from the Supreme Court and what it signals could happen next year after an election.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
they used to be now, now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning, Brendan. You say what?
I just wanted to echo what Tom said. It struck a nerve because I have a gay daughter, and she's in her 30s. She's a beautiful person. She shames no one. She hates no one. I can't even get her to say a miskind word about Trump. But we're out here, Tom, and we also appreciate what Earl does. And, you know, the revolution would start at my daughter's front door the day they came for her. So it's not going to happen. American people are going to stand up and do the right thing. And Earl, I just want to say I'm looking forward to your first Marjorie Taylor Greene interview at the RNC.
Well, I'm certainly gonna, you know, find her, and I have no problems with, you know, interviewing her. But that's what I'm going to be doing a lot of. I'm really excited about it, man. You know, to be able to be right in the thick of it. And every day, the next day, bringing that information to you guys about, you know, what I experienced is what my plan is for every day of that convention. So, you know, you don't have to deal with it, Brendan. I'll deal with it for everybody. Thank you. Thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Let me go here because, you know, we constantly talk about the difference. Let's go back to Mike quickly from Kenosha. All right, Mike, you're back up.
Thank you, sir. Hey, you real quick for those people that say that, you know, this can't come to fruition. It's just talk and that kind of thing. Let me remind people what happened during the Reagan administration. When Congress said, no, you can't start your little wars. We're not going to allow you to fund your little wars in Central America. What did they do? They went around the Boland Amendment.
Crack cocaine.
And they went as far as teaching the gangs on both coasts how to make crack cocaine, and a crack cocaine epidemic then swept across this country while sweeping up millions of victims. That's what they wanted to do, and that's what they chose to do, I should say, because they wanted to have their little arms deals going on with Iran. So if you don't think that Project 2025 is anything but a pipe dream, think again. They'll also, by the way, deregulate Wall Street to the point where we have to we have a crash and we have to bail them out, and then we create this thing called quantitative easing, which buys all these trillions now dollars worth of dead weight assets of the banks, bad investments. So we, the people, buy these things up so we can keep them liquid. If you don't think that we're the pawns, we the people are the pawns in their little game, look at history, and history will show you something completely different.
Hey, Mike.
Take it seriously, people.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me point out again the difference between Republican views on things and Democratic views on things. Calvin. So they're about to put vending machines in grocery stores where you can buy your ammo out of the vending machines in the grocery stores. It's already happening in different parts of the country. You have to ask the question, Why would you put ammo machines in the grocery stores, Kevin? Why is it that important, man, that you need to get your ammo that quickly that you can buy it at the same time you're buying milk and cereal for your children?
Yeah, I guess I'm confused why you don't need to present identification to buy that.
Well, you have to present identification. I'm not going to say that that's not the case, but shoppers at select grocery stores around the South can pick up something new. Ammunition dispensed from a high-tech vending machine that contains plentiful assortments of 12-gauge shotgun shells and 9mm rounds. Listen, there are all sorts of places you can buy ammunition. Why does it have to be incorporated in grocery stores, man? What is that, Calvin?
Yeah, I guess for convenience, but why are you shooting your gun so much that you need the convenience of picking up milk and bullets at the same time?
Man, the company behind the machines, American Rounds, has installed the dispensers in about 10 grocery stores in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas, and is planning to expand to Colorado and other places. Listen, man, you know, we got people, you know, who own guns in this audience. And as I stated before, man, I don't. But people have a constitutional right to own guns. I just think it's absolutely insane and bankrupt to sell ammunition in the grocery store, man. Why? Well, I guess because we can do it. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You're a guy who owns firearms. Would you support selling ammunition in, you know, in these machines, you know, in the grocery stores?
Well, you know, Earl, when I go to the store, so far, I usually have a last, you know, milk, eggs, cereal, chips, nuts, whatever, but I don't have, and two boxes of 45 hollow points. I don't have that on the list. I'm sorry. But I've got something that might end all of this. And I'm serious. I came up with a slogan. I might have this printed for a bumper sticker. Election 2024, feeble or felon, you decide.
It's catchy, Bill. You know, the feeble is a bit harsh, but it is catchy. Thank you very much for the call. No, it just makes no sense. Where do these people get these ideas, Calvin? And why doesn't somebody say to them, hey, Calvin, that just doesn't make any sense?
To be completely honest with you, this sounds like something out of a video game, so I'm kind of worried that that's where they got the idea.
Oh, well, yeah, but then before it comes to fruition, shouldn't somebody on the conservative side have the common sense to say, hey, guys, we just don't think this is a good idea before it winds up coming to pass?
It's just an odd thing, because I know, if I remember correctly, at most like Supercenter Walmarts that have like a sporting goods section, they do have ammunition that you can purchase, but it's behind a locked cabinet. Right. And you have to talk to a cashier. So I'm not understanding why you need to have it in a vending machine.
Yeah. So I'm going to get me a Coke, and the guy next to me is buying his ammunition. Come on, man. And it's successful, or they wouldn't be expanding it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, come on, man. In a grocery store, you know, Republicans, there's something about them, man. Let me go to this story, because we haven't talked about Gaza in a while and what's taking place. And I'm sorry, this has gotten so far out of whack, out of control, that you know, man, this is hurting President Biden. And I don't think there's anything he can do to stop Israel. Israel strike hits Gaza soccer game, killing dozens witnesses say. So an Israeli missile slammed into a tent encampment in South Gaza on Tuesday, just as displaced people had gathered there to watch a football match at a school, eyewitnesses said Wednesday. At least 30 people, mostly women and children, were killed in the strike, according to Palestinian officials, which took place as spectators crowded the school grounds in Abasan, east of the city of Khan Yunis, and hawkers sold smoothies and biscuits. They were watching a football match. There were injuries and martyrs. I witnessed this, people thrown around and body parts scattered, blood, a young woman said. And the response by Israel was that they saw a militant. So the Israeli military said it was reviewing reports that civilians were harmed. It said the incident occurred when it struck with a precise munition a Hamas fighter who took part in the October 7th raid on Israel that triggered the war. Okay, they saw one Hamas fighter who they say took part in what took place during that horrible day in Israel. But to send a rocket into a populated place to get one person, I'm sorry, it's unacceptable. It's inhumane. How can that be justified? Come on. And this continues to go on. Well, we got the one fighter. I mean, to say that, again, not Earl's words. Precise munitions, a Hamas fighter who took part in the October 7th raid. A, singular. And that's what was reason and rationale enough to send a rocket into women and children getting a respite from a horrible war at a youth soccer game, killing 29 women and children. Enough already. Enough already. You know, when does it end? 844-967-2789. The value of a life is equal. No life is more valuable than another in the world that I live in. I don't know about the world that others live in, but in the world that I live in, whether you're a Palestinian or an Israeli, life is equal. It's precious. And everybody deserves a chance at life. And nobody has a right to determine when somebody else's life ends. Only the Creator. That's what I believe. What do you believe? 844-967-2789. You got to call this out. It has to end. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called Pay Yourself First.
a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Man's inhumanity to man continues. And I just, you know, because it's not on the front page anymore, and because it's not leading the evening news anymore, the continued slaughter of the Palestinian people is just not right, and we should be bringing pressure to our government to say we can't support this. We should not continue to support the known killing of, you know, Palestinian women and children to get one man. Okay, if there's one guy, go get him. It can't be acceptable to send a rocket to get one guy. You killed 30 innocent women and children, and you say, I got him. What is that? That's monstrous. And the rest of the world is talking about it. But we in this nation, we aren't. We are silent. And it's just not right. Civilians flee Gaza assault. Leaflets were dropped on Gaza City on Wednesday. I remember leaflets being dropped by the United States in Hiroshima and Nagasaki before we hit them with nuclear weapons. Leaflets. Hey, you better go. Go where? How? It's not humane to say we dropped leaflets and told them to go. There's nowhere to go. So, again, Leaflets were dropped on Gaza City on Wednesday, this time with a map marking safe routes for the evacuation of the whole city, not just certain districts. The Israeli leaflets urged civilians to head south to the central Gaza Strip. They've gone back and forth, as Gaza has been destroyed. And then as they moved away from Gaza, they wound up returning to Gaza because where they were then got destroyed. And so they came back to Gaza. And now they're demanding that they leave Gaza because they want to continue with the destruction. The city, home to more than a quarter of Gaza's population before the war, was destroyed by an Israeli assault in the first weeks of fighting last year. But hundreds of thousands of Gazans are believed to have returned to the ruins in recent months. Israeli forces patrolled the main road to the coast. Snipers commandeered rooftops of some high-rise buildings still standing, and tanks were stationed inside the headquarters of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency's, residents said. The Israeli military said in a statement its forces were continuing operations in Gaza City against militants of Hamas, its ally Islamic Jihad, who they said had operated from inside UNRWA facilities, using them as a base for attacks. You know, again, amid Gaza war protests, the website profiles students and accuses them of hatred. I don't know. I don't know. Because we don't talk about it doesn't mean it's not happening. You know, it has to end. The world is calling for it to end. The United States, that gives Israel weapons and military dollars and money, $4 billion a year in addition to weaponry, has some leverage. My God. To send a rocket into a place where all those women and children are, to get one man and say, we got him, and kill 30 women and children is ungodly. I'm sorry. And that stuff must come to an end. All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. You know, give it some thought. We got to speak out. We speak out about everything else. Got to speak out about that. Thank everybody who made the show go. I really want to thank Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, for, you know, doing what he does. I'll be back tomorrow with my co-host, Sandy Williams, and we'll continue. Calvin, thank you. Up next, Jane Madner, Madner on Air, and Greg Bach. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We build up to the RNC MKE 2024, and we bring you the latest Trump outrage, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability.
All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.